everyone. I'm Zach, and it's time for us to go down Gilead Lane.
Tim, you are in charge of Hope.
What?
Boring!
What if there's a flood or a fire?
Meteor Guy is here!
And O-Girl!
And O-Girl!
There's even a king named Og.
Really?
Can we talk about it later?
When you sit down and talk to her, you just have to ask about my artwork and my reading. Those are really good.
Yes, Hope. I will make sure that I ask your teacher about those things.
You know, this conference thing is kind of cool. Oh. Having half days and all that.
Oh, that it is.
I never knew that they did anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you talk to the teacher, don't let her worry you about my science grade. I've got it all under control.
The science grade? What's wrong with the science grade?
Oh, nothing. It's no big deal.
Do you need help with science? Well, if you do, Mike can help you, or we can call Justin.
Oh, no. I'm good. I can do this. No problem.
Hope, if you need help, it's okay to ask.
I know.
We talked about this the other night. Remember when you got stuck under all those blankets?
Hey, I was just trying to get a blanket down without bothering anyone.
I know that. And when the stack fell, you didn't want to drop any, but you still needed help to get out of it.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, honey, you don't have to be sorry about needing help. We've talked about this. You don't have to do everything on your own, you know? That's what family is for.
Oh, I know, but I don't want to bother you guys sometimes.
It's all right. Helping someone else out shouldn't be a bother.
Oh, you know, Mrs. Morrison, when you see my desk, the teacher might not tell you that I've been cleaning it every single day.
Ah.
That's why I have the teddy bear on it. It's my reward.
Well, that's wonderful, Hope. I'm very proud of you. Mm. But you know what?
What?
You need to trust that the teacher and I can handle this conference without you. It's hard, but we'll make sure we cover everything, okay?
Yes, Mrs. Morrison. It's just, what if you forget that?
It's okay, Hope. Don't worry. Just trust, okay?
Okay.
Now I have to go find Tim.
And as Rock Smallwood flew through the sky, he wondered if he would be too late to save the beautiful young girl now dangling from the side of the building. His supervision allowed him to see her fingers sliding one by one. And though he was miles away, he could hear the racing of her heart and her accelerated breathing. As he rocketed through the air, he wondered if he'd hear her last breath.
Tim, where are you?
Right here, Mom.
Can you come here?
Sure.
And as Rock swept her into his arms, she cried out,
Oh, Rock, you've saved me! You're my hero!
Ugh, mushy junk.
Tim, there you are, good. I need a favor from you. Your father's in his office working, but he can't really watch Hope right now. I need you to keep an eye on her for me while I go to these conferences this afternoon.
Sure, no problem.
Hey, no, Tim. You are in charge of Hope. Your father isn't going to watch her. You are. He's working. He's just here if there's an emergency.
What? You're leaving me alone with her?
Yes.
In charge?
Yes.
What if there's a flood or a fire? Where's Mike? And Haley? They should be here.
Timothy, we've talked about this the other night. You need to start taking some responsibility. You've been the youngest for so long. You've always let other people handle the heavy lifting, so to speak. Now, honey, you need to handle some of this on your own. And your father and I think you're ready.
I don't think... Maybe you should call someone, or Dad should...
Timothy Morrison, your father, is working. He can't do it. Oh, honey, this is a good chance for you to step out and show us that you can be responsible to handle more things.
Okay. I suppose it's all right. We'll just watch Rock Smallwood or something.
Oh, yes, I'm sure Hope will love that. Just remember to keep an eye on her. If you need anything for an emergency, then your father's here. If not, I'll be back in a few hours. And have fun, Tim. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Another another episode? You can't be serious. We've been watching this forever.
We have not. You've only watched one episode.
Well, it feels like forever. This is totally boring.
It is not. Look, this is the episode where Rock Small...
Boring.
Come on. There's only a couple more episodes left, and then Mom will be back. And then
I don't want to sit here and watch Rock Smallwood. It's always the same thing. Somebody gets in trouble, Rock Smallwood is the only one in the universe who can help. Boring.
So what do you want to do?
Let's get out of here and go somewhere.
No, we can't do that.
Why not?
Well, maybe I could go ask Dad, but where'd we go?
How about that place that you and your friend went to a while ago? That cool place you kept talking about.
The radio station?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's sort of my special place. I don't...
Come on, please, Tim. Pretty please.
All right, let's go ask Dad if it's okay.
Yay! Tim, this is so cool. And you're allowed to be here, right?
Yeah, we have permission.
Are there lights?
That's the switch over there.
Ugh, this is so cool. What are those?
Those are the albums of the old radio shows. They have all kinds, like mysteries and westerns and...
What are these?
Hey, I didn't notice those before.
They have space all over them. Stars and planets and... What does it say?
It says, The Adventures of Meteor Guy and Dough Girl.
Dough Girl? Are you serious? That's nuts!
That's what it says. Wanna hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like any other, something happened that would change the lives of everyone in the entire universe forever. A solar eclipse spawned dangerous rays from the sun at the same moment that a meteor struck a field just outside Coloropolis. In this field, watching the eclipse, were a simple man and woman whose lives would never be the same again. The mixture of the sun's rays and the dangerous radiation from the gamma waves was volatile, dangerous, and it changed their existence forever! And now for the amazing, incredible, stupendous, overflowingly huge adventures of Meteor Guy and Dough Girl! We join Meteor Guy, disguised in his real-life job as a plumber.
Well, it does look like this sink is definitely clogged, but I can fix it in no time.
Suddenly, his super hearing exploded into a whistle of danger, followed by a cry for help.
Help me! Oh, help me!
No, I've got to run to the truck and get some more tools. You watch the sink and I'll be right back.
Okay.
And in less than 30 seconds, Meteor Guy was on the case because someone was in danger.
I need to hurry. Someone is in danger.
As Meteor Guy raced through the sky, someone else was also rushing to help. Dough Girl, who had been waiting on customers at her bakery, was hoping that the smell of fresh baked cookies didn't mask the smell of danger when she was needed.
And those pies look really good. Do you put butter in the crust?
Yes, I do, but it has to be cold butter and...
The sound of danger rang through Dough Girl's super hearing quickly.
Help me! Oh, help me!
If you'll excuse me, I'm sure I heard the kitchen timer in the back. Wouldn't want my muffins to burn.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'll wait here.
And Dough Girl was off to the rescue as well.
Oh, Meteor Guy, you have to help him.
Never fear. I'm here. I can take care of this. Now let's see what exactly has happened here.
That man was trying to save my cat from the tree when it caught on fire from the little boy playing with matches right there.
And where's the little boy now?
He ran away and fell down a well.
He what?
You'll have to save the little boy later. Right now, you need to help the man in the car.
Why?
It's going to explode.
And why is he in a car trying to save a cat in a tree?
He thought he could use the car as a ladder to climb up, but he got too close, hit the tree, knocked the cat to a different branch, and now the car is stalled right over where the fire is still sparking.
Okay, then. Let's see. How can I get him out of the car without catching fire?
Hello, Meteor Guy. Need some help?
Why, yes. Yes, I do.
I figured.
You're late. Where have you been?
Rescued a boy trapped in a well.
Oh, really? Good. That's out of the way, then.
As Meteor Guy filled Dough Girl in on the problem at hand, the car suddenly began to smoke.
So now I'm trying to figure out how I can get him out of the car and not catch fire myself.
Well, first you need to... You know what? Why don't I just do it? It's faster that way.
All right. Never fear. Meteor Guy is here.
I always have to do this. How hard is it to figure out that you need to use your super strength to pull the car back away from the tree?
Excellent job, Dough Girl. Very nicely done. What's next?
Now you put out the fire with your super breath and take off the door.
That's a great idea.
No, you can't do it from that angle. It'll catch the leaves on fire and then we'll have a toasted kitty. Here, let me do it.
And the fire is now out.
Now just go take off the door.
The front door? It's all bashed in.
Do I have to do everything? Yes. Like this.
Meteor Guy, is that you? You saved me. The Meteor Guy saved me.
Why, yes. Yes, I did. All in a day's work. Oh, and a Dough Girl helped too.
Meteor Guy saved the man. Yay! Hooray for Meteor Guy.
I always have to do it myself. Can't trust him to do it on his own. You know, one of these days, you might just have to handle one of these missions on your own.
Why? I've got you. You're perfect at handling everything.
And so continues the ever-exciting adventures of Meteor Guy and Dough Girl. Tune in next time as disaster strikes when Meteor Guy says...
Where'd the scrambled eggs come from?
And Dough Girl says...
That tree, over there.
In the tree? Really? Tune in next time, and remember, never worry, never fear, Meteor Guy's here!
And Dough Girl!
And Dough Girl!
Meteor Guy was so lame! Dough Girl had to help him do everything!
No, he wasn't. He was smart. Didn't have to exert himself. Why bother when Dough Girl would do it for him?
I guess so. Besides that, I wouldn't have trusted him to do anything on his own. That was hilarious, though. A cat stuck in a tree?
And a little boy stuck in a well? Nice. Hey, want to listen to another one?
Yeah.
All right, how about this one?
The little girl dangled by her fingertips. Her mother screamed aloud below, certain that the child would drop to her death. And where was Meteor Guy? Would he show up in time? And was Dough Girl on the way?
Oh no! Somebody help my baby! That's my little girl!
And now we have a short break from our sponsors.
I wouldn't be able to save a single life or fly a single mile without the help of my Toasty-O's cereal. With just the right balance of sugars and vitamins, Toasty-O's are the only way to start the day.
And with orange juice, milk, toast, and a banana, it's a perfectly balanced breakfast. I can't imagine trying to use my powers without them.
So, moms, take it from Meteor Guy.
And Dough Girl.
Toasty-O's is the only way to go.
And now, back to the story. Where were we?
Oh, no! Somebody help my baby!
That's right. That's exactly where we were. The problem is, where's Meteor Guy? Oh, and Dough Girl, too. Shouldn't they be here?
Who will save my baby?
How'd your kid get stuck up on a roof?
Meteor Guy! We need Meteor Guy!
We might need social services.
What was that? Something flashing in the sky. Was it? Yes! Yes, it was! Dough Girl!
What do you need, ma'am?
Her kid's on the roof.
How'd she get up there?
No idea.
Can we talk about it later? Just save her! Oh, my baby! Oh, thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
Now, little girl, you need to remember that it's never safe to play on the street or on a roof, okay?
I lost my ball.
On the roof?
Uh-huh.
Weird family.
Thank you, Doe Girl. You saved us.
You're welcome. Always here to help. But where's Meteor Guy?
And at just that moment...
Never worry, never fear. Meteor Guy's here.
Oh, Meteor Guy. Look, honey. It's Meteor Guy.
Uh-huh.
Doe Girl already saved the kid from the roof.
What was she doing on the roof?
Lost her ball.
On the roof? Oh, look! The Daily News has shown up. Don't worry, I'll handle the press. The little girl is safe. And her little ball, too.
Oh, Meteor Guy, you've saved the day.
And so continues the ever-exciting adventures of Meteor Guy and Doe Girl. Stay tuned for next time when disaster strikes and Doe Girl finds herself in harm's way. And Meteor Guy says,
what do I do?
And Doe Girl says,
just do something!
That was great!
Her ball got lost on the roof.
Yeah, wonder how that happened. Well... I'm gonna put these records away. It's probably time for us to start home anyway.
Okay. Can I look around a little bit more?
Sure. Just be careful.
Okay.
Hope! Hope, what happened?
This shelf thing! I moved a box and the whole thing came down! My foot's stuck and it's getting heavy!
I'll go get help.
No, you can't! Don't leave! Tim, please don't leave me here alone!
But Hope, I've gotta get help! The shelves!
That box! Right there! Tim, it's holding the shelves off of me, but it looks like it's going to crunch up soon!
You're right! If this box collapses... Hope, I have to get help! The shelf is too big!
It's not that big, Tim! I'm holding it up! I'm just stuck! Oh, never mind! Go ahead and find someone. I can get out of it myself. I just... ouch! My foot, I think it's bleeding!
I don't know what to do. I can't...
Tim, I need you! Help me!
You need to start taking some responsibility. I mean, you've been the youngest for so long, you've always let other people handle the heavy lifting, so to speak. Now, honey, you need to handle some of this on your own. And your father and I think you're ready.
I'm the big brother. I can do this. Something. Here, Hope, let me look. I think if I can find a rope or some sort of lever...
I saw some on the shelves. It may have fallen somewhere. But...
Yeah, I see it. Okay, if I can move this box... it should hold the shelves up and brace everything. And if I tie this rope over here, I think I can... Uh-oh. No way. It's not coming up. I can't drag the shelves without hurting your foot. Hope, I'm gonna need you to let go of that spot you're holding and move your hands lower so you can help me lift the shelves.
No way! This is what's keeping the shelves off of me! Are you crazy? I could die!
You're not gonna die, Hope. They won't fall on you. I'm holding them. And so are these boxes. But I need your help lifting them off your foot.
Tim... If I let go of these shelves, then...
You've got to trust me, Hope. I've got you. And I've got the shelves. It's going to be okay.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Now, are you going to help me?
Yeah, I'll help you. Where do I need to put my hands?
Right here. And when I count to three, you put your hands right there on that bar and push up. With you pushing and me pulling and the boxes, well... It should move everything enough for you to get your foot out. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Hope, are you all right?
Yeah, I am. I'm here. My foot hurts, but I'm out. Thanks, Tim. You saved me.
I didn't save you. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I think it was. But you... Tim, you are awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome. Can you stand up okay?
I think I... Ouch!
Oh.
I can, but it hurts. I don't think I can make it home.
Not alone, but I'm here. I'll help you. It's okay.
Tim?
Yeah?
You're a good big brother.
There. Now, are you sure you feel all right? Do you need anything, honey?
Oh, I'm all right, really. I mean, a glass of water would be good, but I think I'm okay.
I have a feeling you're going to be just fine. But I will get you the water anyway.
You're so lucky your leg isn't broken.
Yeah, just bruised up. You'll have to stay off of it a little while. Huh?
I was worried you're going to need stitches.
Nah, it was just a scratch. I'm fine.
So, Tim, you're the big hero.
I don't think I'm a hero or anything. Mm. I don't know.
Well, you did what needed to be done, Tim. That's exactly what a hero is. Mm. It was very smart of you to tie that rope up and make a pulley with a handle on the window. That helped.
Yeah, Justin would be really proud. Physics in action.
I guess so.
I'm just glad Hope trusted me. For a while there, I didn't know how we were going to get out.
We're a good team, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. And you know the Bible talks about working together.
Is there anything the Bible doesn't talk about? You people have a Bible thing for everything.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Well, Hope, the Bible is the book that comes from God. It's got pretty much everything in there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's even a king named Og who had a huge bed.
The Bible talks about some guy's bed?
Well,
really?
Yes, really it does. But I think we're getting a little off track here. Yeah. See, what I was going to say is that the Bible talks about working together and about how two people together are stronger than one alone.
I was sure stronger when Tim helped me. I couldn't have done that by myself.
Well, you and Tim helped each other. He helped you out. And you trusted Tim enough to listen and follow his instructions for you. Well, in fact, the Bible says if one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up.
No way! That's in there? Really?
Yes, it is. In the book of Ecclesiastes.
Gesundheit!
No, honey. Ecclesiastes. It even says in there that a cord of three strands isn't quickly broken.
So, two is better than one.
And three's better than two.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wish Mike would have been there today. That would have helped a lot.
You didn't need me. You handled it just fine.
Okay, everyone, that's it. I think it's time to let Hope get some rest.
No, it's okay. I'm not tired, really.
Hope, you've had a really long day, sweetie.
I'll come and read to you tomorrow. How's that sound?
Really? Homer washes his hands. Will you read me that one?
All right. I don't like that one much, but you do, so...
All right.
Night, Hope.
Sleep well tonight, Hope.
Night, night. You get some rest.
Right? You call out to me if you need anything, okay?
Yes, Mrs. Morrison. Tim?
Yeah?
Could you tell me a story?
Mom? Dad?
All right, but listen, don't stay up too late. Hope does need her rest.
Good night.
Not really that good at this story thing. That's always what Brooke does.
That's okay. Brooke doesn't know any meteor guy in Doe Girl stories.
Well, that's true. But I don't either.
So, let's make one up.
Okay. Today in Kohleropolis. Hey, don't interrupt.
Okay.
Today in Kohleropolis, Meteor Guy and Doe Girl face a deadly enemy. Her name? The mighty destructress Tiffany of Rictonia.
Rictonia? Seriously?
Hey, you wanted me to make up a story. That's the bad guy. You want to hear the rest?
Yeah.
One day, the destructress Tiffany entered Kohleropolis, then threatened the lives of the innocent civilians.
That was so cool! Meteor Guy and Doe Girl to the rescue! And how awesome that Tim rescued Hope. I mean, even after he thought he couldn't do it. You know, sometimes we think there's something in our life that we can't do. Something that's just too big or too huge. Something that's so new we've never done it before. But the Bible reminds us that we can do everything with God on our side. It even comes right out and says that. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And you know what? No matter what we're doing, God is always with us. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Now, if God is always with us, and we can do all things through his strength, then we can step into the uncertain areas of our life, and we don't have to be afraid. Remember, when you feel God leading you to do something, don't worry about it. He's with you, and he'll help you, even if you don't think you can do it. And we've got your back, too. If there's something going on right now that has you kind of nervous or worried, you can always contact us, and we'll pray for you. Just send your prayer requests to Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Or you can email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, Coleropolis, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace and Brian Papera were the recording engineers, with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by Rob Gundling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach. We'll see you right back here next time, down Gilead Lane.